Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Pawan Kumar. I am a postdoctoral associate at Cotton Molecular Breeding Lab in Tifton, Georgia. Today, I'll be discussing the progresses being made towards developing a saturated linkage map and functional markers for root knot nematode resistant loci in upland cotton. Arcan, or southern root knot nematode, is a major economic pest of upland cotton, and its infestation has been reported from all the major counties producing cotton throughout the cotton belt. And its damage due to this pest has been increasing over the years. In 2011, there has been a damage of over half a million bales of cotton due to this pest. Nematicides and crop rotations are effective to some extent, but they have their economical and environmental and practical limitations. Therefore, host plant resistance, or the resistant genes available in the upland cotton germplasm, offer more practical solution to tackle this pest. So these are the three well-recognized resistance sources available in upland cotton. And Auburn 623 is the subject of studies for our future research. Here is a pedigree that shows how the Auburn 623 was actually developed from a cross between wild Mexican Jack Jones and Clavel 6. Both of them are a moderately resistant Archean lines, and it resulted in the Auburn 623, which is shows a nearly immunity to Archean infestation. And this near immunity available in Archean in Auburn 623 source has been exploited by a series of what's known as M series lines. Of several M series lines that were developed, M120 RNR is the plant material for our future research. So in order to study the resistance available in M120, we crossed M120 with Pima S6, the Gossypium barbidens, which is highly susceptible to RKN. And we constructed a mapping population comprising of over 245 individuals. And this population was used for further QTL mapping and fine mapping. Before I progress into what's being done and what we intend to do, let me show you what we have achieved in past. So in 2006, we published this paper showing that there is a major QTL present on chromosome 11, and which actually explained up to 65% of phenotypic variation for root gall index or galling. And this QTL was confined to a telomeric region on chromosome 11, flanked by two SSR markers, CIR69 and CIR319. Using galling as a phenotypic measurement, we further developed a mapping population comprising of over 1,200 plants, and we further mapped this region using SCAR markers and AFLP markers. And we were able to pinpoint this QTL to a very narrow region near CIR69 primer. And in recent years, there has been publications in, showing that there exists another QTL for Archean resistance on chromosome 14, which made us to reevaluate our population with the published markers as well as some other markers that we developed using bioinformatic approaches. Shown here is the output from a composite interval mapping using a QTL cartographer on chromosome 14. Here is the region that is significantly associated with Archean resistance, and this region was could explain up to 45% of phenotypic variation for root log galls or galling or egg related traits, but not so much for galling index. So now that with these results, now we have two QTLs on our hand. One is on chromosome 11 that affects primarily galling, and one on chromosome 14 that affects eggs and egg related traits. So next study, what we wanted to do was to see if these interact with each other. Okay, here what I'm showing is from our mapping population, we selected the individuals that carried both QTLs, shown here in blue box. And those carried only one QTL on chromosome 11 is shown in red, whereas those individuals carried only one QTL on chromosome 14 is shown here in green. And on this y-axis, we have a percent reduction from in disease trait from population mean. When these QTLs were present independently, just one QTL, the reduction in disease galling here was up to just 20%. However, for the genotypes where these QTLs were present together in a single genotype, the reduction was seen up to 55% reduction in galling. And when we look at the total number of eggs strayed, when these QTLs were present independently, hardly there was any reduction in galls or marginal. But when they were present together, there was up to 30% reduction in total eggs. And when we looked egg per gram root, another measurement, together these QTLs could reduce the disease by up to 35%. So this shows us that, okay, there is an interaction or something going between these two QTLs. But we really wanted to know what exactly is happening. So we use a mixed model approach, QTL network, to analyze the kind of interaction taking place between these two QTLs. And we were able to got the main effect QTL as well as the epistatic QTL. And we found a significant epistasis, additive by additive epistasis between the loci on chromosome 11 and 14. Shown here, QTLI is the one that's present on chromosome 14, and QTLJ is the interval present on chromosome 11. So there is a significant interaction going for egg or egg-related traits, but not galling. So which makes us to conclude that the high level of resistance present in AUBN623 source is due to not only just stacking the two genes in one genotype, but also there is an interaction that's going between the two loci that gives a high level of resistance to RKN in AUBN source. Okay, this was the map that we used for reevaluate our population. And by no means this is a dense map or covers uniformly the length of this linkage group. And with the availability of Raymond EI sequence, we mined for more SSRs available on this region. We developed hundreds of primers, and we successfully could map at least 17 of these SSR markers on linkage group on chromosome 14 linkage. And what we got is a dense, to some extent, a very dense linkage map. That covers uniformly, the markers covers uniformly throughout it. And this is the kind of linkage map somebody would use for marker assisted selection if he wants to target this particular loci. Now that we have a dense linkage map, we use this map to find map this loci to some extent using another set of population comprising 275 individuals, which were segregating only for chromosome 14 gene. Shown on the bottom is the bracket that's the region of interest using older map. And this is the output from QTL cartographer using composite interval mapping. Shown here is the log profile, and the R-squares are the values, phenotypic variation explained by each of these peaks for egg and egg-related traits, and not so much or nothing for galling trait. So we were able to narrow down this region from a lot bigger region to a much smaller region flanked by two newly mapped markers, UGT1410 and UGT1414. The next step what we took is to look for what actual genes are present in this region. So shown here is a genetic linkage map of chromosome 11. Highlighted area is the region of interest where chromosome 11 QTL is present. And this is the physical map corresponding to this region of interest. The red markers are the previously mapped SSR markers, and these are the newly mapped markers on chromosome 11. We look for the genes annotated in this region. This is about 110 kb big physical region. We found there are about 23 genes that are annotated in this region. Of these 23 genes annotated, 15 of these are the genes that code for leucine-rich repeat proteins with the nucleotide binding site. So NBS, LRR genes, or simply the R genes are those genes that are responsible for host pathogen specificity and gene-for-gene interaction with host and pathogens. So these are the set of candidates for our future study for functional and expression analysis. Similarly, on chromosome 14, this is the genetic linkage map and the corresponding physical map, and the newly mapped SSR markers are highlighted in blue. This is a bigger region, so it has 123 annotated genes. Of these 123, 19 genes were LRR genes. Again, these genes code for protein with leucine-rich repeats that are responsible for protein-protein interaction, and they trigger signaling pathways. So another interesting observation, and it's one of the characteristics of our gene, is they are present in clusters. So we were able to find three distinct clusters present on chromosome 14, except for this little green guy here. These three clusters, the two clusters were present between UGT 1410 and 1414, that we have shown our QTL lies somewhere between these two markers. So these are the set of genes that would be our candidate genes for future analysis. So I'll just quickly summarize that we have two genes, one present on chromosome 14, one present on chromosome 11. Chromosome 11 affects primarily Gallic index, and chromosome 14 QTL affects egg and egg-related traits, and they interact epistatically with primarily with additive interaction. We were able to develop a denser linkage map for chromosome 14, and which should come handy for marker sister selection when we try to transfer this loci into allele background. And functional analysis of the candidate genes on those two chromosomes will again help us to better understand the mechanism of archaeon resistance. I'll quickly take you through the work in progress. As you can recall, M120 series was developed using Coker 201 as a recurrent parent. So the genes are in a Coker 201 background. So what we did was we crossed M120 with a Coker 201 in order to achieve a mapping population that has a much uniformer background so as to reduce the genetic noise. Further, what we did is we grouped these individuals from this mapping population into different groups. The ones shown here are the ones, those have QTLs in homozygous condition, both the QTLs. And to the other extreme is the individuals that have no QTLs whatsoever. Then there are a set of individuals which have only one QTL, either chromosome 11 or 14. Among those, there are individuals which have QTLs in homozygous condition and QTL present as heterozygous condition. From the individuals where the QTL is present in heterozygous condition, we intend to make a much larger fine mapping population and set of overlapping rails. This is just a diagrammatic representation of what we are trying to achieve, and to some extent we have achieved it. So what we want to achieve is to fix all the recombinational events throughout this chromosome 14 as an overlapping set of recombinant inbred lines. This will be a valuable resource for further dissecting this QTL and further studying the genetic architecture and genetic effect of this loci. Similar approaches being taken for much smaller region on chromosome 11. The one shown here in the orange boxes are the one individual where the heterozygosity is still maintained. So these are the individuals which would further be used to develop a larger fine mapping population. I'd like to extend my thanks to all the members of Cotton Molecular Breeding Lab in Tifton, Dr. Davis Lab in USDA for doing all the phenotyping, and then Georgia Cotton Commission and Cotton Incorporated for their financial support. I thank you all for your attention. Cheers.